So we did an appointment of chair. Rob, you moved and Peter seconded that Luke act as the chair, the acting chair for this meeting. So there we go.
As chair, my first action would be to request a copy of the agenda.
One moment.
My first decree.
It was a two item.
Oh, okay. Well, you can just tell me what you
said. Great. Okay.
Right. Okay. First item of business would be adoption of the agenda. Anyone want to?
No.
Oh, there we go.
Right.
Never get to know that coming next.
You said we can add to the agenda here.
Yes. Yes, at this moment, that's when you would add.
Would you like me to place some names on there?
Sure.
Two. Okay. Item number one, the creation of a wildlife management plan for Quality Beach, which may or may not be suitable for the year environment wildlife, but I'd like to put it on there anyhow. The second one will be a request to rejigger the mission statement of Parks and Rec to allow the courage exploration to the area under our mandate.
Okay, I'm looking forward to those two. So those will come under new business.
Yep.
Okay. So let's try that again. Noah?
I'd actually also like to add something to the agenda. That's all right. The possibility of having water bottle refill station downtown, just like water fountain kind of with water bottle refill station part of it.
Excellent. So under new business we have skate park and then the wildlife management plan, parks and rec mission statement, and water bottle refill. Okay. Adoption of the agenda as amended. No one? Rob?
No.
All in favor? Okay. Adoption of the minutes. From my case.
Seconded.
Seconded.
Oh, also.
Okay. Peace drum. Okay, all in favor? Alright, business arising. Field and trail closures policy. So, last meeting we discussed that the committee was going to bring forward some policy suggestions on how closures will be communicated to the public and some guidelines. So, have you had a chance to consider these types of things when you're not being deemed?
Yeah, exactly. No, other than what I brought forward about the so, could we take a lap?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, is that okay for everyone? Yeah, unless...
Okay. This is worthwhile to look at other jurisdictions. This is the effect they have in place. Nanaimo, whatever.
Yeah, last time I shared, some elements in Nanaimo and Parksville.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention was to come back, I think, with something written or two pages. What would be really helpful to share with the committee is a policy procedure template that's been done. Is there such a thing?
Yeah, one might look for that.
And then that would be easier to submit back to the moat under whatever structures that you use.
Mm-hmm. Let me give some thoughts to that.
Okay.
So, because you're talking about a field closure policy.
Yeah, and if you remember, it originated from... How does that decision get made? On what criteria is it made? How is it communicated?
Yeah, and we can share that with you. And it has all those headings.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. That's the homework. Anything else on this one before we move on? No? No. Okay. Moving on to recommendations from council. Nothing under that section. Nothing under status of recommendations to council. So we're down to new business. So. Skate park rejuvenation.
Hello?
Or
no. Yeah, that was here.
That was me. Yeah. I just put it on that. Well, that was, I think that was put on to the council. So today we would have referred that over to council and then for input. So we get any.
We didn't have a motion. There's no motion in today.
So it's just a discussion item.
Yeah, you wanted to just bring it up.
Okay, let's bring it up. I think it's the time once again to revisit this topic. You know, and it's for all the reasons we already have. Current place is not fit for purpose, it's unsafe, it's attracts anti-cultural behavior. And we've also got a new entrepreneur in the community that has got some headlines at that point. So I think it'd be appropriate to invite that business owner into the committee to share his thoughts as to how he sees the role of skateboarding and adventure sports going forward in our area and how we can support that.
In the context of the state park specifically, so yeah, maybe that the owner of TV State Park be invited to have a discussion with the committee about opportunities to revitalize the state park.
And learn more, we would argue that person would be the expert in the community, right? And so learn more about their perspective as a stakeholder. And that facility and that activity.
Okay.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. Where's that
shop located? We're right opposite the post office. I can't remember the shop that you see there.
That's right.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called Scotland Skate, I think. Scotland Skate.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. One of the oldest skate brands in the province.
Mm-hmm.
So, not a fly by night for a long
All the downsides for sure. My daughter, who happens to be 39 years old, over a Harmon skate park last night.
Oh, in our skate park?
No. Mikula.
Oh, for my child, who's a very guy in the skate park. So, severe head injury. Yeah, it was pretty scary. He was doing something very silly at the time, but it did put a pin on
it. Helmet on,
that's what saved his life. In my years of working at the pool, I would see numerous young people come over with head injuries for very attention.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nice. And Noah, what are your thoughts? I'm curious as to, your perspective on the skate park and whether this...
I think it definitely needs some reworking. I think it could be a lot better utilized if it was kind of rejigged. It's a little sharp around the edges right now, just on how it's laid out. I know my little brother goes there and likes to ride around on it, but there's no really place. It was so steep for most of it, he can't really ride around. So I think it would be nice to rework it.
Okay, so...
Okay, so the motion would be to invite, I'm sorry, I don't know,
the owner of the skate shop, we'll find that.
As a stakeholder in terms of the skate park, to ask his perspectives on the future of that activity and facility in our community.
You get all that?
Okay.
And recommendations, of course.
Yeah. 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 You have a question? I thought it was your hand.
No, nothing.
Okay. Anyone want to second that?
Oh, yeah. I'll
second.
Yeah.
All in favor? Done. Okay. Unanimous. Next item, we have the wildlife management plan. Oh, you keep growing your house more than that.
Yes. Their background here goes back to 2004, in which they had a beaver. It was down in the pond of a golf course, and the current manager of the club at the time was very angry at me because I was a member of the golf course and also a member of the club of the street keepers, and blamed me for everything. So I kept getting yelled at all the time. So anyhow, at that particular time, with the too many emails, I got $100 worth of streamkeeper money and put in what I call a banana fence down there. It was between a little pond and before they dredged down there, it was a big pond.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the back of the back of the swamp was also, you know, so there you have it. The beaver goes off sound input, rather than visual.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew this thing, so I realized that if I put in what I call a banana fence, which would be to increase the diffuse light of the exit to the culvert, much better. So I put that thing in by myself, and they moved upstream, which is exactly what I wanted. So anyhow, that's the background. So anyhow, in January of this year, I became aware of a live animal trap, which was set, you know, this is the background. Okay, I got myself in hot water, as usual.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so Oliver Washington, when I found out through the board, through talking to some of the board members, what happened, I got a little pitch to each one. Anyhow, it turns out the town had been contacted by the board to deal with this problem because there was a block of beaver detritus down on Elizabeth. So anyhow, I saw this thing and then I got on my high horse. You can't do that in January. I mean, this is not a policy, or it's not a plan that helps the beaver population or the wildlife population. Beaver, one thing, is a keystone species. It helps, you know, songbirds and all the other stuff that helps the growth around the stream, helps the fish population down there, which of course, as you know, is cold. So anyhow, I irritated the board because I was acting out of turn, they told me, and I wasn't, I was supposed to be not in contact with the downstream down there after this. Anyhow, I had a chat with Oliver, who agreed with me, and said he would take over the trap, and 4 hours later it was gone. What happens there is if you trap a beaver in the winter months, particularly, relocate him to another area, he dies. I've read papers on this, you know, historically. In January, this took place in the last week of January, I was aware that the beaver would die if he was dealt with in that manner. So I explained that all of it, and he agreed, I guess, it was not pleased with my interference. So anyhow, took the trap out, and the beaver is still down there. Now, so, anyhow, I resolved to myself that the town really needs a management plan because they were not going by what was considered policy for the animals. And I can bring into play about a policy for brown bears, deer, and beavers in particular. So how should the town deal with this when they have something that rises to the desk from a panel as a resident. So anyhow, I would like to put that on recommendation of council that would develop a wildlife management plan, particularly for this beaver and maybe other ones that have a problem associated with
it.
Now, you're going to say, why doesn't that go with the environment today?
No.
No. Okay.
My question, what I'm kind of turning over is I'm looking to know what you're saying. And beavers are they're protected under provincial legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Just that it's all those other things.
Yeah. You need a permit.
Yeah, you need a permit. You can't just trap a beaver. So we don't need a policy that says town has to follow the law.
It's just a moment there.
New policy, yeah. Tavern, not allowed to speed.
Well, then it should refer to the provincial guidelines.
Yeah.
And the town should know those guidelines. Mm-hmm. Apparently they don't, because otherwise that firm wouldn't have been brought in play on.
Okay, so how about this? Rather than saying that we need a policy, I think, you know, recommendation that staff be educated, you know, that there be some sort of education about.
How would you suggest that should come
about? There's, for example, the provincial staff at Forest Land Natural Resource, whatever they're called now, Ministry of Forest, they would have expertise on staff that could come out and do an educational session.
Conservation officer, if you're
in Yeah, conservation, perfect. Right? Because if the town had been caught relocating an animal, it would be the conservation officer that would come out and slap hands or arrest people. So, It's all about me and my recommendation.
Okay. I think, you know, because you brought this up last time too, right? Which is, which is, but I think what's interesting to me is we have a parks department, right, with the town. Mm-hmm. And they identify a number of parks and green spaces. So my, and I don't think we have a parks and green spaces management plan. So, but we do have a stream vegetation plan, and we do have other plans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if the utility then would be to develop a parks and open spaces plan that would identify what to do when there's human wildlife conflict. Because that's what you're, right? That's what you're...
Yeah, the town should have a policy to follow. If that is a reference, that is working.
Well, it's almost a practice. It's a, you know, it's almost a no-brainer. We should have a parks and open spaces plan.
Yeah, well, I know that staff are working right now on levels of service documents.
Okay.
For a number of parks.
Yeah.
Functions. And so, you know, in many ways you can document this type of thing and call your level of service. What I don't want to do, and the only reason I kind of, there's a red flag around policy, which is I don't want to repeat what's already in provincial areas, but I just want people to know what's in provincial areas, you know, so.
But this also speaks to the top, everything.
Yeah, so the policy or procedure, as long as it's not repeating, you know, mm-hmm. I don't deny that there's room for, you know, procedures and how we do it. Definitely. Right? It wouldn't be my place to say that at all.
I'm thinking more about, like, what is the purpose of our parks and open spaces? Mm-hmm. What are they attempting to achieve? Are there differences in the different parks that there are? And so some sort of overarching document, not in days, mm-hmm. 2 pages maybe.
Yeah.
And then maybe a singular page for each of the spaces. Yeah. Okay, well, this part is for them, this is the level of service for them.
And so that's what we've been working on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the OCP does have parts language, a high level parts language for the intense of natural areas, recreational areas. But the towns never have good procedural documents or policies for, you know, levels of maintenance and things like that. So, mm-hmm. so it's a big shortcoming in the staff they're working on right now. But it's different than the wildlife thing, so I don't want to dismiss the wildlife thing, but I think there's an opportunity for some education.
The only thing that I would have concerns with about referencing to the BC Wildlife plans,
mm-hmm.
how to do it, because it doesn't tell you how to deal with this. And I'm just thinking that, you know, that's like all of us should know how to deal with
mm-hmm.
a beaver dam. He's a permit taken down.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal to take down a beaver dam
mm-hmm.
or a blockage. And that may well happen down there between the pond and, you know, stream that's all Elizabeth right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys deal with that? This is a flagrant issue.
Well, you have to engage wild, I would think, too. I mean, there are some provisions in provincial legislation for emergencies, but, you know, if places are flooding, you take off the dam and down. But, that's why I think, I don't know the proper procedure, right? Under what circumstances can you go take it out? And I think some probably a very limited number of circumstances, so that's where I'd like to encourage some more education rather than
A couple of things. One is that you probably know Sylvia Kirchner.
Yeah, pardon. Okay, there you go.
I'm missing she did a chief for that one. Anyhow, she's very much in favor of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she sympathizes with the region.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't care about the area that's going to be flooded. She's a dam down. And she is, she's much very much an advocate for this type of thing, also. That's one thing. So anyhow, I'm concerned about what happens when the situation arises and how they're going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that you're probably aware that the golf course board and the streetkeepers have now sort of got in place a management plan for the street.
Oh, great.
It hasn't passed the board yet, but it'll be there this month or next month.
Great.
And this is a continuation of what we've done in 2009. It's upgraded now.
Mm-hmm.
The riparian zone, which is what we're talking about here, is quite broad there. It's from cattle carved by the creek, 30 meters back from both sides. And that's a big area. I consider it a lot because it does have implications for the town and how they serve the golf course and how they manage to choose. Yeah. But yeah, that will be out shortly. Okay. But it deals with the beaver too, and how. So, what do you want to do?
I'm looking to you for some recommendations. I mean, I kind of shared some of my thoughts.
Okay. Do you want to bring more light to this beaver situation, or do you want to sort of just basically suggest to the council that there be some review of how decisions are made around human wildlife conflict and our wildlife management decisions in part?
In parks in general. Yeah. I mean, that's the only area, in terms of beavers, the only one that is a concern right now.
I like that approach, yeah. Because, you know, honestly, I don't want to have a bad word with Oliver. I don't want to embarrass anyone.
No, no. Who do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time Bob was in the paper for harassing wildlife, it didn't go well.
Oh,
my God. Dr. Heron.
Oh,
yeah. I don't want another.
What's the motion there? Then how do we phrase that properly? So the motion would be for
What I've got here is that Parks and Recreation Committee recommends to council that town parks staff be adhered on provincial guidelines around wildlife management within our town.
Guidelines?
Yeah. Maybe we'll take that word in a little bit. I don't know. Like de-educated sounds like a little bit. I think it's more how that they invite. Provincial legislation. I don't know. Okay. Maybe we can tweak that. I want it to be more collaborative.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
To identify the relevant regulatory framework in managing wildlife for big parks and open spaces.
To recommend to council to explore and identify the regulatory framework relevant to managing wildlife and parks and open spaces. That means do your homework and understand what the rules are around what we can and can't do with wildlife.
Mission regulation. It doesn't tell you how to deal with the specific beaver. What's an issue down here?
If there's something that says you have to hire a biologist, and biologists have a standard that they must follow,
yeah.
It takes care of itself, right?
That's going to cost you money, though. $400 a day.
Well, who knows
we don't know what it is. It might be a conservation officer that comes in and goes, yeah, that's a problem animal. I'll take him right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Sounds like there's some interesting...
Yeah. Sounds like there's an assumption that because it's a town park, this group just needs the town's permission to do whatever they wanted in it.
And then,
okay. You can call me and I'll do it. I'll save the beaver.
You can't relocate the beaver without having to call the conservation.
Yeah, right.
I didn't tell you.
Other tricks to do. Even there.
Okay. All right. So I think I'm clear on the intent.
Okay.
We have a motion.
Yeah, just briefly, it's that town parks identify the regulatory frameworks relevant to managing wildlife in parks and open spaces within the town.
Should specify the animals involved.
Or can we, I don't know, your recommendation, will this get followed through with this particular? Or should we say a particular concern at this space?
I don't think it. Because really, it's not complex. You can't move an animal. Unless it's a rabbit or a rat, or you lift up the schedule B.
What do you do if there's a bear in town?
Among your animals?
Should we call the
conservation officer? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll come and shoot the bear who's deemed dangerous.
Possibly.
I mean,
most of the time they just monitor.
A number of years ago, the town shot 8 bears. And that's a big population of bears.
How many years ago was that?
What do we have over here? Well, are you happy with this motion?
Or do you want to...
It's a start. I guess I'd go along with that, you know. But, you know, I'm sympathetic with you, Luke. I don't want any more incidents. This is, you know, headlines in the paper. We don't need that.
No.
Yeah. I don't think. Hopefully.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I'll go along with that. How do you feel the council would respond to that, or does it matter?
Well, we would probably eventually, you know, our operations staff would have to write a, you know, report or recommendation on and put the education focus.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I mean, it's...
Okay.
Okay. And in the meantime, if there's ways to, you know, address the deeper concern that you did 10 years ago, whenever that was, without relocating that. Yeah. Probably not a bad idea.
Just to let you know, the deer is still down there,
mm-hmm.
and the use of the transit, and I'm kind of hoping they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
I don't think there's enough food down there for him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's still noise down there.
Okay.
And the people down below the dam on Elizabeth have done a blasting to say, wrap the trees with chicken wire, but
mm-hmm.
that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta go up that fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways around that, but that doesn't take care of the plugging of the culvert, which I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Somebody could sue me. Anyhow, sure. Go along with that.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a seconder?
Oh, 100%.
All in favor?
Okay.
All right. Next item, we have the Parks and Rec mission statement.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have, as you know, I have some concerns about the operations of this committee. And here's what brings to mind that little booklet. It's pretty good. You see this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this committee should be aware of this thing and of its fails. So what I'd like to do is to recommend the mission statement. I couldn't find it anything. Maybe you've heard of that, has it? That suggests we cannot, well, indicates we cannot meet our second group. I think that should change. I think we should be a group to get together and make recommendations on evidence that we see as a group. So what I suggest to you, I guess I'd like to message you, tell me, that we, I can start the first one, but there's 12 trails in there that I think we should know about. And I should know more about them too. But if I could be the group, well, Rob could be available for that, but whoever, and go and walk those trails and come back and make recommendations based on my knowledge. You know, if there's some problem with them, or, you know, maybe the surface of the trails or a wind, I don't know, root stuff, we can then make solid recommendations. Right now, we can't do that. I think we should follow up with this, because this is a nice, you know, this is a nice, but it probably means that we have to meet outside this room here and discuss this.
Okay. Well, you could change the mandate, or you could just have directions to hold special meetings for the purpose of walking the trails identified in that guide.
As you wish. Either way. Yep.
Well, yeah, if I read you, so this on the terms of reference, right? And if I remember that the biggest point of concern was that the steps and matters for action, review, comment, and the study will be referred to this committee by council on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree, and I would actually suggest, probably why we lost a few members, is, you know, I still struggle to see the change, the impact that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle to see some of the developments in town and no input from this committee.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an RDN parks plan underway right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously relevant to us, we're going to have no engagement about protests. We've got, I think, 700 to significant investment going on commercial around parks and recreation, and we don't see the same versus here. So I kind of share that, and I don't know how to capture it other than, like, what do you have to use it for? Like, what's our purpose? Why are we here? Because being the last few years, they can then design the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And that,
what are you working to do then?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's not where we serve at the pleasure of council, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm interested in your viewpoint. What is the purpose? Where do you see the utility of this committee context?
Well, right now it seems like a lot of stuff to the environment today because that's a lot of their major initiatives are environmental issues. And my experience is that ebbs and flows over time, so I don't know if there's an issue with the mandate, you know, the current events on council, but I don't see anything wrong with, you know, saying, hey, we want to take on this special project, it's just walking all these trails. So, that would be maybe an issue that has to be endorsed by council, but council said, yeah, that's great. This is your recommendation. But it doesn't totally address your concern. I think your concern is broader than
I think this committee would be more effective if we had that kind of, research come into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard research. And you have the knowledge of what, you know, our amenities is here in Canada to go beyond trails.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an issue with field there, you should draw a meeting with your own discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about, you know, around this table, we're talking about things that most members don't know anything about. It.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's good.
Well, why not? So why not the next, why don't we hold the idea that the next meeting be housed in one of our recreation facilities? And then I'd go, for example, the community center. And perhaps a member of the Parks Department could be invited. And we could do a walking tour up the trail system there, look at the fields and over to the BMX park. That's pretty simple. That's pretty doable.
Yep.
And maybe that will create some opportunity for conversation with the Parks Department and ourselves. And the state parks right there too.
Yeah.
So as a way to kind of...
Yeah. No, that's no, yeah. Yeah. I mean, communication is really important right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a lot of that. I mean, every 2 months.
I think so, maybe get more involved. I think it, yeah, actually going there might, and looking at things in person is handy to really get a grasp of what we want to change or make recommendations on. It'd be nice.
Actually, I don't think there's any other way of doing it. You've got to know those things.
Yeah, you've got to make that right. That motion of the
so, I'll suggest it.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and make my statue? Okay, the motion would be that the council agrees that the committee would take some initiative to, on special occasions, to go outside of this room, to become more knowledgeable about the things that are on our table, that are on our agenda.
Okay, let me have a go.
Okay.
So we recommend to council that our next meeting be hosted at the Qualicum Civic Center. What's it called, right? Qualicum Civic Center, and a member from the Parks Department be invited to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do an information tour, a walking tour through local facilities, through the skate park, the trail, the field, and the BMX, and have an opportunity to gain awareness of our recreation.
That's fine. Did you want somebody to organize that? You know, like, what we're going to do?
Well, that would be, we're making the recreation council, they would be the ones to say yes, and then I would suspect during the dead and the parks department would organize that.
Okay.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a specific idea, like, let's get council endorsement, if not at first, and then...
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll come up with a day to do list after that. Which is fair, which is good.
Yeah,
that's what we should do. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So Christopher, sorry, Rob Ferguson and his one seconded that Parks and Recreation Committee recommends to Council that the next meeting be hosted at the Civic Centre and a Parks Department staff be invited to look and the committee do a tour of the trails, BMX Park and State Park. The community trails.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, just them. Yeah, the information gathering exercise. Yeah. Broader question is coming up, and I don't remember. But it's interesting, I mean, I took the last couple of councils that have been elected that amended the terms of reference for committees shortly after. It's certain, like, including the start of their term, so I'm not sure what my view is next. So I might want to review all the terms of reference. Okay.
Yep.
Done. Water bottle refill station. Do you want to tell us about that, Noah?
Yeah, sure. Thinking mainly downtown, as far as I know, there aren't any water refilling stations or, water fountains that I know of. I'm unsure, is there one in the town office?
No.
There's a water fountain here.
There's a water fountain, but not a refilling station. Yeah,
not a refill station. Yeah. So this is more. I need to know more about exactly. I mean, obviously, where there is access to water and water lines, but if it's possible, maybe outside of Bailey's or somewhere downtown to have a water refill station. In Penticton, I know they had a motion and they installed like 8 of them. I think they cost around $8,000. Same thing happened in Whistler. They installed around 12. And I'd like to ask if we can do some more research and possibly putting one downtown.
But downtown specifically, I mean, those examples with what they did, and they did multiple.
They just want
to see the town install them at key locations.
Yeah, I think ideally it would be nice to have possibly a few down by the beach as well, because you can refurbish just watering fountains and add in water refill stations onto them. I know that we would have access to water by the public washrooms or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you want to make a motion?
Yeah. Motion to, I guess, review the possibility of getting water refill stations downtown and by the beach.
Okay,
we have a second.
Rob, going
on. Going twice. All in favor? Well, you're saying, okay. Questions. Why do we put one by the change station or the washrooms down there? Where else would you put one then?
Just thinking farther down the beach, closer to the Shady Rest, where I know there's a fair amount of people that are usually down there, to have kind of, maybe not necessarily at the bathroom, but somewhere on that side, just having two of them I think would be nice, one on kind of each end of the beach, so it's not too far to walk.
Well, certainly by the, the bathrooms down there, it's an obvious one. Mm-hmm. You have the access to water straight away there. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking farther down on the west side of the beach, you probably don't have water down there, do you? How far is it going?
You're talking about like the basement?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's okay. For irrigation purposes. Does it happen to that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all water. I mean, it's all treated water. There's no
mm-hmm. Okay.
Other thing.
Okay. Yeah. Would that be too far for your north? The basement? Yeah, turbine center down there at the far side.
Mm-hmm.
That would
be, I think that would be a good spot as well.
Okay, so you're recommending two then, are you?
The, I guess three. Possibly one outside the town offices by Bailey's.
I think you're, I totally support what you're doing. I wish you a little higher, even though maybe I like this one of just key areas and
yeah.
Each of those parts, those spaces that you identify, I think should have one. And it makes total sense. We have washrooms in Tanya right opposite QF, and that's another great spot too.
That's
cool. Yeah, good for you. I totally support it. I think rather than putting a number on it, I suggest you go to the area and see what council does. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the washroom because it's almost like the washroom facility is better place where you need it. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you have Veterans Way, you have a waterfront washroom.
Yeah.
Civic Center. I know it's not open all the time, but the community park, there's a washroom facility that's big on the block thing.
Yeah.
You could have them there too, so.
For the starting point.
Yeah, you might consider water rehabilitation in conjunction with public water.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we could make the motion a little bit more broad and just general identifying key spaces for potential water rehabilitation.
I can read it back if you like.
Yeah, thank you.
Parks and Recreation Committee recommends to Council that staff explore the addition of water fountains and bottle refill stations for key locations throughout the town.
Yeah, I think I would specifically mention those that know it is, like including the not limited to, the waterfront and uptown area.
I'm reading for you. I want to keep the change.
Yeah.
Get your box checked on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all.
Yeah. Okay, your turn. Watch your turn.
Is that it?
Sure.